In Mark chapter 12, we have an interesting dialogue between Jesus and some of the Sadducees. And Jesus says this, and this is something that just caught me again. And so I was thinking about a prudent wife or seeking wisdom from God and us going through Proverbs. I was pondering this. And it says that Jesus said to them, "Is this not the reason you are wrong? Because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God." Whoa, Jesus told somebody they were wrong. But the reason why they were wrong was because they didn't know scripture and they didn't know the power of God. So let me ask you, men, do you know scripture and do you know the power of God? In Romans 1:16, it tells us that the power of God is found in the gospel. The gospel of salvation is the power of God, right? So it's not just in the moment we're saved, but as we walk out in the gospel, we have this power. So that's the power of God, the power to save, the power to give us vision, the power to move us forward, the power to grow his bride, the church, to expand it to the entire planet, to every people and every tongue and every tribe. Because in heaven, there will be those from every people, tongue, and tribe. It won't be geographic, as political geographic as we've made it in our modern day, modern culture, but all will be there because of the power of the gospel, the power of God. The power of God to create all things. All things are made by him and for him. Whoa, right? So we see that in Genesis. We see that in John chapter 1. We see that in Colossians chapter 1. So it's clear that God is the creator of all things, that God is all powerful and almighty. And here Jesus is looking at some of the religious leaders, the Sadducees, and saying to them, you are wrong, and here's why, because you don't know scripture, and you don't know the power of God. And us modern men, with the Bible so easily at our fingertips, whether it's on our phone, electronically, listening to it, however that might be, we are without excuse. We should know the scriptures. We should not rely on our pastors to know the scriptures. We, men, should know the scriptures. Do you know where to find Jonah? Do you know how to say Habakkuk and what the prophet Habakkuk, those three chapters, are about? Do you know what's the difference between the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Do you know the letters, some of the letters of Paul? Do you know where to find the love chapter? Do you know where to go and find wisdom for being a parent, being a husband? We need to know scripture. And you don't do that overnight. You do that day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year of being in God's Word. So I want to encourage you, men, to be in God's Word. This simple drill of ours, this November of going through Proverbs one chapter at a time, I'm hoping for many is just rekindling a desire to be more in God's Word. For others, maybe it's the start of really being in God's Word. And so regardless of where that is, man, we need to know scripture. Jesus isn't talking to religious leaders saying, hey, as religious leaders, you need to know scripture. He's saying they're wrong because they don't know scripture. You want to stop being wrong, gentlemen? Then we need to start really learning the scriptures. You don't need to learn Hebrew and Greek. You just need to pick up God's word and read it or listen to it. And so get it on Audible, get it however, and be reading God's word, be in God's word for the betterment of who you are, for the glory of God, for your wife, for your family, for all these things, so that we're not like the Sadducees caught in our stupidity when that day comes and we meet the Savior. Or that day comes and our church wants to do something big and we stand up to protest it and we are out of spot because we're out of place because we don't know the scripture. So, you know, as a pastor, elder, I can speak to the foolishness of man, but I know I've been there too. We have this idea that we know better than God. God has made it very clear. We're about making disciples. We are to make disciples. And that's our wives. If God blesses you with children, that's your children. That's your neighbors. Those are the people you work with. How are you influencing them? How are you moving the gospel forward by making disciples? They don't have to necessarily go to your church. They don't even necessarily need to get baptized. If they're still responding to your teaching, then keep teaching them. And if you're not teaching anybody, then get into God's word. And as God teaches you through his word, then you teach others who are willing to listen to you. God bless you. Have a great day.